Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's your girl A Money. This is the A Money Show Train, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. We're going to have live with us tonight T.A. Corleone, who's down here in the hot Atlanta. I got my host, Jew, and my host, KD912. Y'all can't do it like we do. It's going down right here on the A Money Show Train, baby.
Yo, 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 this your boy, Zar Black of Millie Stacks, checking in with the beautiful Amani. You can also check in at 347-633-9074. I want to give a special shout out to the Amani Show Train. Also, check out my latest single, Flight. Coming soon. Eyes open. Boom! This your boy, Zah Black and Millie Stacks, checking in with the lovely Amani. You can also check in, too, at 347-633-9074. I want to give a special shout out to the Amani Show Train. Also, check out my latest single, Flight.
My man Jew, he got rehearsal tonight, so he jumping right in on the train and giving us a segment.
Hey, what's up, A Money? What's up, A Money Show Train listeners?
What's up? We got all the co-hosts in. We even got KP hanging out with us in the whole nine.
That's what's up.
We got KD here as well. Everybody here?
Yeah, you got you in the ballroom chilling down in Texas in the Baby D. So I'm chilling. I'm hanging on board for about 25 minutes till I have to check into rehearsal tonight.
KD up in the building.
Well, what's good? What's up? What's good? Bring us some updates, Jew, because we're going to lose you soon.
What is this news you can use with you and the gang stuff and thing on the A-Money Show Train? it's funny because today I was going through some things and I was checking some news. And, you know, I had reported this back in December, you know, when I was on the Show Train with you in December 2012. And it's about Jesse Jackson Jr. Actually, me and KD were talking about some of this today, and how some of these things have just trickled down and muffled in our community. But former Congressman Jesse Jackson Jr. has already pleaded guilty to misuse of campaign funding, but now is also in danger of losing his property. Federal prosecutors requested today to seize two homes owned by Jesse Jackson Jr. and his wife, Cindy. Jesse Jackson Jr. resigned from Congress in November, and prosecutors have recommended that he and his wife serve conservative jail time. Jesse Jackson Jr. is to be sentenced to 4 years in prison, while his wife, Sandy Jackson.
Wow.
4 years in prison, while his wife, Sandy Jackson, will be sentenced to 18 months. She pleaded guilty to understating the campaign's income on tax returns. Jesse Jackson Jr. has requested that he serve his first sentence, since his wife is employed and is able to support their family. Federal prosecutors filed a motion in U.S. District Court on Friday to seize Jackson's home in Chicago and Washington, D.C. Prosecutors are also looking to seize Jackson's retirement account worth an estimate $80,000. In addition to jail time, the government is also recommending that Jackson repay $750,000 in restitution to the campaign, and Sandy pay $168,000. Jackson attorneys, however, have expressed to the court that Jackson has no way of paying that fine, especially since he is unable to work due to his health conditions. Prior to Jackson's resignation, he spent months away from Congress seeking treatment for bipolar disorder. According to the federal prosecution, Jackson has already turned over 21 items worth about $21,000. And that's news you can use with you on the A-Money Show Train with you and the gang. Stuff and things.
So elaborate, because I'm just blown away. I mean, okay, you know, he's not the first and he won't be the last, but why are they being so harsh with him?
Well, you know, you got to go back to Jesse Jackson, his father, who he is. Then you just gotta turn the tables and understand. You remember what happened to young Malcolm Shabazz? So that's Malcolm X's grandson. So you know, you just have to add the pieces up. And you know, we're in a position where we just shouldn't be muffled and shouldn't be surprised and at catastrophic events that happen within our community and our black leaders. So, you know, it just goes back to, and I've seen a picture of Jesse Jackson, you know, at some rally they had. He was on CNN, I believe it was, and, you know, he just looked pitiful, you know, just depressed, you know. And this is what I feel. I feel in America right now that a lot of the black leaders and a lot of the black fathers right now, we're losing our sons. We're losing touch with our children. I also had a story that's out of Virginia. About a guy who is doing prison time, but he got a chance to, in Virginia. They let him dance with his daughter in his cell or whatever, you know, because they just, you know, little things, you know, that's like pennies, $80,000, you know. Because I also reported last year that, you know, he had supposedly had a $40,000 ring that he gave to a girlfriend and a car and stuff like that. So these are little bitty things that, you know, that they pick at our leaders about. And, you know, but you would have one to say, well, they did this, that, and the other and did all these scandals. But then I would say this, are you a better setter? So, right. But anyway, that's you know.
Well, now.
So you know, it's strange because, you know, at the same token, I was also talking about on the other day how you know, the impeachment of President Obama, you know, how all of this is starting to really trickle down, you know, especially in the black coalition, leadership. And when you start to see these things just trickle down and become a domino effect, and it leaps over main things, you know, weightier matters to deal with lesser matters, as if they are a mountain, but they're molehill matters, and leave the weightier matters undone, it shows the credibility of our Congress, of our government, and it really shows what we pick at and who and why. And so then it just leaves the door open to ask that question, and it always goes back to what history has always taught us.
Drew, let me cut in a little bit.
Go ahead.
I believe it's just the money is being controlled, is using the money to control people, their minds and how the way they think. See, a lot of us get caught up in the fashion and to where we get beside ourselves, and then, you know, when it hit us hard the most, when are we going to learn to have our brotherhood be more important than value that more than the dollar? You know what I'm saying? It's just, I mean, you know, they does that for all the countries, you know, because they have trade, foods, and all that. So they'll cut that off if the other countries don't, you know, do what they say. So it's all about people have to have the mind not to get caught up in, you know, material things and I'll fight for the, you know, a real good cause, like for a purpose, you know. So, I mean, I love my brothers and all that's ahead and supposed to be there for us, but a lot of that money is supposed to go back in the community. As far as, you know, you spending money on just, you know, the silly stuff, you know.
Spend it on me.
Last year, 2 years ago, it was a woman in Atlanta who didn't have no lights on. They killed her, was killing her kids, but the police ended up had to kill her just to keep her from killing her kids. And right there in Atlanta where it all started at, none of that's supposed to be going on. Because Atlanta and Dallas, Atlanta and Texas, are the states that fought for civil rights, and they had the platform. They created the platform for their race, but, like, you know, it's a lot of leaders. I mean, I don't want to get on here and like talk about our leaders and stuff like that, but it's a lot of them that do not stand up for the cause. They getting
this
all this money, they not stand up for the cause. They're
bring
not standing
it.
Up because of the whole black community. They're not doing it. So it takes a person that's who not afraid to do it. A lot of them get dumbed down because of the money. You know what I'm saying? They tell them, well, we're going to stop you from getting this. You know, so they kind of like keep them submissive to the cause by, you know, creating this atmosphere to where if they don't, you know, be a certain way, they won't have this or they won't have that. But money should never make you, you know what I'm saying? It should never make us. Money is breaking.
Yo, yo, yo.
And you know that's true. And go ahead, Emily.
Our guest is going to be live in a couple minutes. So, you know, go ahead and talk your talk and walk your walk. But I want to hear also about Nelson Mandela. Please give me some updates on Nelson Mandela on the train. Anybody got that for me?
I ain't got nothing. I didn't pull anything up on Nelson Mandela. But
don't follow Nelson Mandela on Facebook, but I haven't seen him in a couple of days, I guess, since his injury. I'm quite sure they, you know, trying to get him well and stuff like that. I just hope him he recover, you know, so it's not too
well,
much.
Well, you know, we definitely have to show love to Nelson Mandela. Of course, he is and still will be to me South Africa's revolutionary and politician. You know, he was the president from 1994 to 1999. You know, he just history for our people. He won the Nobel Peace Prize, you know what I'm saying, and Times Person of the Year, and so much more. And, you know, now that he's ill or whatever, we just have to keep him up in prayer. And, you know, everybody keep him up in prayer and his family, because, you know, he has done a good deed here. And maybe Allah is saying that it's his time now, and only he knows that. So while he's still here, just know that the A Money Show train got you and your family in the best interest. But right now, we're going to bring Auntie Corleone, and I'm going to let you guys show him some love. What it do, man?
What it is. What it do.
What it is. What it is. Turn up, turn up. Turn down. What, man? I'm in the middle.
I'm always loving his turn it up, turn it up. He's also the chief executive officer. Double platinum record.
Yes, sir.
You know,
yes, sir.
I'm up here. I'm blasting his picture because, for once, I have an artist on here that actually got some hot pictures, some album covers, you know, worthy of the world scene. Well, you know, he's hot himself, so you know that's what it is with him. So let the world know how your day is going, and we apologize for the show change of the time, but you're here.
Yeah, so I've been doing good. I've been grinding off and on the phone, doing a lot of promotion. I'm working on a campaign, but I'm kind of late because I just walked up in there. My mom in the hospital, they just diagnosed her with lupus. So
oh.
I spent the time with her, and I lost your time, but she's doing okay. I got everybody on Facebook praying for her. I got about 6,000 friends on. I got so many friends on Facebook, I can't even add nobody else. So I got my whole team praying for her, and you know she's doing good. And at the same time, I'm off and on the phone with people hitting me up. Some people sending me dreams, and some of them telling me the truth. So you just got to be
right.
Alert and up on your game to know the difference between a wolf and a genuine promoter, and somebody who's really trying to get you out there. So I've been doing a lot of that all day. And then back and forth, I've been watching this Trayvon Martin trial, so I got to get that in now. And that kind of pissing me off at the same time. But God going to show up, and he's going to step into that.
He's definitely going to step into it. I'm glad you brought that up, because I was pissed off, you know, watching it as well, because their main focus to me really is to actually make the girl, the friend, out to be this uneducated, angry little girl, 19-year-old, you know, and it is what it is. You know, homeboy needs to do what he needs to do, which is go to jail for killing his dad.
This dude been in school. Not only that, he took classes. He been trained in martial art. Zimmerman, anyway. He been trained in martial art. He went to school to try to be a police officer. And then he know how to get away with murder. That's exactly what he trying to do. I mean, they don't know if this dude could have hit himself in the head with that flashlight.
Yeah, where is Sam?
You know he
That's like an off-brand part of Florida, right? Where is Sanford, Florida? I never heard of it.
I'm not sure. You can tell it's something that's on.
Okay, so you won't get away with that in the hood. You just don't get away with that.
But
that's what they tell me. But
you already know if they let that man, if they let him walk, he ain't gonna survive on the street for no more than a month before somebody do something to him.
Now you know what. Let me interject. This is Jew in the boiler room down in Tejas. And you need to read this article Mike Tyson put out about him. You need to see what Mike Tyson said about him. Mike Tyson really said a whole lot of stuff that I wasn't surprised and amazed that Mike Tyson said, but I'm going to say some of the stuff Mike Tyson said. Mike Tyson said he don't see how this man is still living. He don't see how he's walking around. He
right.
And so they had posted it up in his own oh, what's that? I can't remember that web you can go to. But just check out what Mike Tyson said on it, because they had it on television. And it was some real wild stuff. But I don't, and that's what I was going to ask Cesar Black the other day, because he's from down in Florida. What's the move down there? It's a real tense moment right down there right now.
Right. The police The police had basically covered this guy. They put him in good areas so he won't have to worry about being attacked. That's what I'm saying. How can you commit a crime but yet you still got law officers, the law enforcement that we paying our taxes for, regardless of what race, protecting this guy?
Do you think they'll
protect us if we commit a crime? No. So why would these people that got all this money and get a life sentence already, and they get a private population when they go to prison? They criminal just like anybody else. It's all about these law officers giving these people the kahunas to go out and commit these crimes. It's not them doing it, actually, them want to do it because they figure like they can get away with it. And even though they don't have to suffer the consequences when they do it.
Right. And that's exactly what he think. He really think he finna get away with this. So,
yeah.
Even if, like I say, if he walk, I guarantee you somebody gonna see about him as soon as he touched that. Soon as they set him free, man, he better be got some high protection for at least a good year.
Absolutely.
You know, he's not gonna make it.
He's not walking nowhere. He's going to sit in the jail cell under police protection, because they gonna whoop his butt when he get there. Listen, he's not going to go free. He's not gonna go free. But right now, it's exclusively about T.A. Corleone. What I look like right now? And as he say,
yes,
you
sir.
Better turn up, baby. Let's turn up right now.
Turn up. Yeah, man, what I got, yeah, okay, back on the promotion. Yeah, this is what I got.
Sorry, you guys.
5 Hour Energy has less
caffeine. We always got this, go ahead.
Okay. What, that's a commercial?
Go ahead.
I'm working a new single, man, my new single called What I Look Like. I'm about to get some feature on the track. We about to start a good radio campaign. I'm spinning in rotation on a couple of states right now. So the record moving, and it's walking a lot. We're going to see if we can hit the Atlanta market. I'm trying to get in the Chicago market, trying to work on the Dallas market. And it's a good record. It's doing really, really good.
Chicago.
Say what now?
Yeah. Any teeth down in Chicago right about now? Chicago right now. It is off the chain down there.
Man, all right.
Hey, look, I want to share with you, T.A. Corleone, that I am so happy and pleased that I definitely have connections. Where is that? My boss and partner can actually shop your music directly to where it needs to go. No BSing, no nothing. And I've definitely been waiting to get you on the show to get your approval and to send it over to him to mention it's I'm a licensed A&R with Digital Platinum A&R Group, and as you have brought the updates on that, I'll let him bring updates on A Money. But you know, just to give you that little bit, and you know, your girl A Money knows exactly what you mean when you say you got people telling you one thing and never coming through with it. So we're going to turn it up, and we're going to put what I look like right now, T.A. Corleone, on the A-Money Show train. Sit back and enjoy this. Matter of fact, jump up and pop that booty.
Keep it locked on the A-Money Show train.
Y'all ready?
For sure.
one project and just stay on one project for about 3 to 6 months and just push it hard down everybody's throat and just play it till everybody like it. So I was, you know, out of the midst of the confusion, I kind of like got caught up into to the beefing and trying to people get mad at me because I'm showing this artist more love than the other one. A lot of DJs got me to just focus on myself. Like once I got it, I started doing features on Green Hits. I got promoted in a couple of magazines. And like I said, I don't spend about $40,000 out here. So once you start spending money in the industry like that, people find out your name real fast. So I got people calling me out of the blue, got my email address. But like I say, I got a lot of good people that came that looked out for me. Like I got Don P from Trioville. He sent me my first good record. Yeah, so
okay.
I had a record called Don P sent me a record called Snakes in My Pocket. I went in the studio. He hit me up from an email blast that he got from Green Hits. And he was like, man, I got this record for you. He just sent me, it was like a $3,000 track. He sent it to me for free just on the muscle. Get on this track. Let me see what you did. Do to it. I got on the track, killed it. Next thing I know, I sent him back to Don P. Next thing I know, the song started walking. Next thing I know, Gucci Man jumped on the track. So the song did pretty good. So that one got me my buzz. So at the same time, I think Try to the Vent from Slip and Slide Records, he was one of Ply's DJs at the time. He hit me up and wanted to do a promo with me, and that's how I got to Slip and Slide Records. Shout out to the Vent and all Slip and Slide DJs. So that movement, that started my little legacy in the music industry on the grind. So, you know, I've been riding ever since. So I've been getting record from UGK. I got record with Lil Wayne, Drake. I got some of everybody on my record. You know, I got labels looking at me like Warner Brothers. I got, man, Poe Boy. I'm featured on 24 Hour Hip Hop. Rick Ross Rick Ross old label. Poe Boy Records. So I'm featuring on their website right now. So if you look on there, you'll see me, but they ain't got my bios and my pictures up. So by next week, I'll be on the front page of their website. But I'm featured artist on Green Hit website this month. So y'all show me some love. I'm in like 5 or 6 magazines. I mean, God bless me, you know what I'm saying? So I got
true.
People sending me So I got people sending me work, you know, and people showing me love just industry-wise. They with me. So they feeling me. So they know I got a good chance to be the next artist that break big in the industry because the whole T.A. Corleone and T.A. Corleone family, it going to catch a fire like the Maybach Music did and T.I. and all the rest of them. So I'm hoping I be the next artist that just blow up major. I want to be different, but at the same time, I want to bring some structure to the game and a little change to it. I want to keep it real. You know, I'm the average rapper. I'm the average street nigga, dope boy, slash. And also, God bless me with this gift. I call it paint graffiti when I paint, but I'm a professional artist, so I got pictures all over the country. So my publishing company is usart.com. If you go there, you can see a lot of my artwork. So I'm branding myself in my image, in my name. So, you know, I'm just working, man. I'm turned up.
Would love the fact to find out. We always go into the interview, of course, and find out what the artist is doing and everything like that. And as you see, he's on top of his game and bringing his whole bio without me even asking the questions. All I did was have to ask one, and I love interviews like that. So with that being said, I want to know, how is it that you bring your family life and a balance to what you're doing? Because you don't have to hope to blow up like Ross, T.I. and all them. You already there. You already have that status. I'm watching and following you and showing love, Team A Money, you know, supporting you as well. And you already there, and it's just a matter of time before the universe really feel that. You know what I'm saying? So how does your family, how do you balance the family off with all of this? Because it's blown up already.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of hard, you know, with just the little promotion I've been doing it and with I got DJ King Assassin, I got A-Money, I got Don Junior, I want to shout out every DJ that's been on my movement and behind my project. You know, I want to give everybody love because it takes a team effort to break a record, and people don't understand it. So, you know, I'm just thankful and grateful I'm in a good situation. It took me 4 years and $40,000 to get where I'm at. It didn't come overnight. So, you know what I'm saying? So I'm embracing all this. You know, my family, you know, I still get, you know, I have to go out of town. I have to do promotion sometimes. So I got kids. I'm just like the average guy. I go to church, but I got the streets in me too. I know right from wrong. But see, I'm older and I'm wiser, and so I try to make good decisions. So I ain't trying to just be out smoking because everybody see that. I got to smoke a blunt every time you see me in public to show you I'm cool and I'm a rapper. I'm different from that. You know, I'm a businessman first, and that image and my brand and all that come with the game. Know what I'm saying? So you're going to get the real me. I'm gonna be me. I'm not going to sell you a dream. I'm just going to bring it to you straight like I am. And then
you're not going to give us no fan base.
Know what I'm saying? So my fan base, I got a big fan base that they know I'm going to keep it real. If you follow me on Facebook or Twitter, you know, I try not to do a whole lot of fake phony stuff like with the. I don't feel like I got to go buy 10,000 Twitter fans. Everybody that's behind me, real people. No, industry.
That's
people.
Right.
So I try to. I know for a fact when a record label comes to find you, all they need is your email address and your phone number. Once you get a good record, and once you do a little work to the record, you're gonna have to spend some money in the project, like moving, getting the record out there on some mixtapes, and ain't nothing in life free. But you know, once a major record label see what you did with a little bit of money, they ready to come get you a whole lot of money because they see what you about to do. So I got a whole lot of different people coming at me right now. Like I said, I'm thankful for that. And if it weren't for you guys and my fans, you know, I wouldn't be where I'm at. So I appreciate the promotion. I appreciate the love, the interviews, just the blasting and constantly just showing love. You know, I'm going to show it back. You feel me?
Big up to Don Jr., Don Jr. CEO, that is, because there is a Don CEO, which is the father. And if you guys don't know who that is, Google them both, and you'll see what he means by, you know, where the love coming from, because Don Jr. is a hard worker. I thank him for everything that he's doing as well. But first and foremost, you know, the attachment that he made with you is a great one. It really is. And, you know, even if you don't know it, Don, you know, this is a jewel right here. We got to keep it polished and you know, and don't let nobody taint this brand, because this is what's happening over here. T.A. Corleone is what's going on down here in the South and in Atlanta, taking over the South. So, you know, I know your family, they have to be feeling like, oh, my goodness, overwhelmed with a blessing and a good feeling as well. But I know you're going through things with your mom at the same time. And I know that's hard to balance. But, you know, in the midst of it all, I know that you love the Lord. And I see that you do. And the people who genuinely love you, I see their posts. I'm reading every one. I can see who's giving it up for real. And, you know, we always have you in our prayers on the A-Money Show train. I want to introduce you to also my co-host, KD912, is on, our favorite number one fan, Miss Styles, also on the promotions team. And we have KP, the rapper. He may want to ask some questions and show some love. But for now, I'm going to turn it over to our new host. Welcome him, everybody, to the team, KD912.
Salute. Oh, what's happening? What's going on? Chilling.
Yeah, I want to ask you the question. What would it take for indie artists to collaborate?
What would it take?
All indie artists that may want to collaborate with you, what would it take?
Some hot bars. I like a person, you know, like I say, I'm an artist. I don't consider myself a rapper. I'm an artist. So I like somebody that's fresh out the box with their own little style, their own little, you know, ain't no copycat, man. Just straight there being them. Some new words, some you know, just your own swag. That's what I like. So if I feel good energy from you, I don't mind getting on the track with anybody. Like I say, I got tracks with every, I got a track with a lot of major people, but I like any artist, because like I say, I got a record label. I'm signing people too. You know, you understand what I'm saying? So I be looking for new talent. So whatever you got, I check you out. If you got some videos or you got some MP3, just send me something. I check it out. I got a lot of new stuff. Like I said, I mean, I'm looking to pass this down to some younger cat. I just want to sit down and help somebody else.
Give us an email where the indie artists can send your send their music to.
I've got his email.
Yeah, let him tell everybody where they can get his email, where they can find his email from.
Well, my email is easy. You can just, for stuff like that, I got to keep one private because I don't want my email flooded.
Right.
So you just hit me up for MP3s and you trying to do some tracks, just email me at tacorleone@gmail.com. That's tacorleone@gmail.com.
So I had to get my notebook, Mr. Corleone. So is T period?
A.
T period A.
C-O-R.
C-O-R.
Okay. L-E.
All right.
L-E-O-N-E.
Okay.
@gmail.com.
All right. Well, okay. I want to ask you this. Who would you like to work with as far as the mainstream artists?
I still would like to do a song with Future and T.I. I still like Jeezy. But my main feature would probably be like Future, T.I. and maybe Ross.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
That's a good company. That's a good team. I also was listening at UNEO. I mean, I kind of love it. At first, you know, I wasn't really listening to no new songs, you know, but I was busy, you know, too busy doing my thing. But I fall in love. I fall in love with Future, you know, with his new song.
Yeah.
So I mean,
okay.
That's definitely hot out there.
He's definitely right now.
Yeah, down south right now, he on fire. He ain't the best artist, but he the hottest. You feel me?
Yes, he really is.
I saw you also doing big things. I saw you.
Yeah.
T.A. Corleone is what's happening, and I'm telling you, when he jumped on that T.I., that Ross, and that Future, it's over. I'm telling you, that's when the train going to stop and be like, ah! You know, because that
ran over.
Yeah.
Check out his
video. You know, you got it. Sometimes you got it. You got. You know what? Now, I'm thankful I got five. Like I said, I got everybody. If you Google my what I look like video, it got over 500 some thousand views already. Been up for months.
Okay.
It's on my page. It's on our social network site.
We got it on probably like 150 some different websites. I got it everywhere I went on World Star Hip Hop. For some reason,
they ain't reached out to me.
Yeah, they ain't reached out to me yet, but everybody else just coming out the woodwork. We won't put this song on our website. They just doing it out of love. So, you know, it's slowly and gradually just moving up in numbers. It's moving up about 100, 200 hits a day. So sometimes it's on fire, sometimes low down. But if you watch it, you'll see the 100 number, the 800, 900. You probably like it right at in the 500,000, whatever, 800 or so. By tomorrow, it'll be in the 900. You feel me? So,
yo,
we
got to
ask you a question with the video.
I want to ask you a question. Are you thinking about, I know you love your music and your craft and everything like that, being a CEO, but I just want to know, are you seeing yourself on a big screen? Are you thinking about doing movies? Because I think you could do a very excellent a job.
Well, if I go, like I said, I got some good people on my team right now that offer me some deals. And, you know, if I can go to Warner Brothers, I can see myself on Warner Brothers' screen. So, you know, you never know. I got to wait until, you know, I got to kill the small screen first, and then whatever, I'm up for anything because I'm all natural. Whatever in life it is, yeah.
You need to holler at me, man. I just got an email and a phone call today about doing some movies, working with General Hospital and Soap Proper, and also with Will Smith's new movie coming out, Focus. I don't think nobody ever knew about it. Got coming out, yeah, for sure.
Oh, I ain't heard about it. Well, you stay in touch with me. We'll chop it up. We'll grind. You know, I'm in anything. If I fit the script, I could be one of the. If I look like a cast member or something, I'm pretty sure. I mean, I ain't scared of a camera. You know, it's like I'm at home when the lights come on.
I want to bring in a guest that's on our show and let him tell you a little bit about himself. I went with T-Pain's mother the other night, and we all hung out, and we met this rapper called KP the Mill Ticket, a young guy. Like, when he walked into the club, I was watching him because I'm like, okay, I'm expecting his entourage to follow. I mean, he just walked in with authority. And I'm like, he's not going to perform in a talent show. He's already rich. He's already got his stardom. But he got up there and he tore it up. It was a little difficulties or whatever. And he didn't act, you know, ignorant, didn't get mad. And he was like, well, I think I should get a start over. And they said, well, how about a freestyle? He didn't even question it. He turned around. He burned the mic up, and this is KP the Mill Ticket right here.
What's going on? Hey, Money, Show Train. What's going on?
That's
hey,
T.A. Corleone.
T.A. Corleone, how you doing, boss man?
I'm chilling, man. I'm chilling. Salute. I hear about you. You sound like you're doing big things, partner.
Hey, man, I'm trying to do big things, man. I'm just trying to be humble about it, though, homie. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Okay,
yeah, but I want to ask you a question, though. Like, I mean, I carry myself like I'm $1 million, but you know what I'm saying? I ain't made it to that point yet, but I'm trying to get to that point and trying to do some things like you. So I was wanted to ask you, like, for an up-and-coming artist, what's some tips that you think I can do to work on my brand?
Your brand, you just, first of all, if you got a good logo, if not, you got to get your graphics right. Because,
right.
You know, your image is everything. So, first of all, you're going to need them high-power, high-quality photos. I'm sure you probably got that already. So, if you got your CD cover and your label, you got your own label?
No, I got a label, but, you know, I don't have no high-power graphics, you know what I'm saying? But, hey, my name alone, you know, I stand behind that. So, you know, I'm trying to
I like the meal ticket. I like that. That kitchen. So you want to get somebody who can come up with an image that you can make a household name. So your logo on the meal ticket, it should look just like what you're saying and make people catch on to you. I mean, it'll make your brand stick. You want your name when people hear to just stick inside their head when they go to sleep at night. That's the last thing they think about. So, you know what I'm saying? So your logo will say everything. You feel me? So
right.
You, like I say, but as an independent artist, you're going to have to spend some bread to get your brand looking like a professional, to get it up to par as far as looking like it's you want to look major and be balling on the budget. You feel me?
I feel you. Yeah.
So
that's real stuff. All right, then.
So yeah, you know, so, the show actually, T.A. Corleone, I see who I'm gonna have on the panel already. I was going to do a segment where that I have, like, you know, artists such as yourself in the mainstream and independent artists. Another one is Dave Tolliver and 12-time multi-platinum producer Keith Blizzard sit on the panel where that, you know, some of these artists can't get to talk to anybody such as you guys and ask these type of questions that they're asking, because most of the artists feel like they just too superior to do it. You know, and we need this because mainly we have so much good talent out there that is unreachable because of the simple fact they don't have the knowledge as to where to start off, you know, and they're getting, you know, messed around on a regular. And that's why I reach out to people like KP and KB and Jew and, you know, a lot of others, and they're independent artists, and I try to put them where they need to be. And, you know, people getting on my back talking about some, how come you don't charge fees? How come you ain't getting no money? And you just putting them with this person and that person. Well, you know, I serve a higher power for everybody that's out there listening. And I believe that, you know, everyone needs that push. And if they meet the right person, such as myself, that's exactly what I'm going to do. Because like his name say, KP, the meal ticket, if his meal come in, we all eat. You know what I'm saying? So
right,
why would you beat them in the head for something they don't have? It's crazy to me.
Right.
You know? Yep.
Yeah.
T.A. Carleone, I just love
it. You already know about me, A Money. I don't talk it. I walk it. I do it. So, you know, it's all about me. You know what I'm saying? When I make moves, when I say I got your back, I'm loyal. Let's believe that. When I say I hit that donate button, let's believe it's already done. So that's how I roll.
Yeah. Hey, did you see? You must have sent my post this morning. I said, donate to the A Money Show Train Radio, right? You won't believe the inboxes I got. And every now and then I do that. I put my donation button up there. And if they do, they do. If they don't, they don't. And I got inbox, you guys, and the person who's listening in, they know who they are. They was like, donate for what? Now, the main person that I'm, when I tell you, I connect them to some major people, and they're doing well right now. They're making their money or what have you. They're getting their name out there, and I promote them hard body, let me put that on it, and stay up 24/7 and doing my part, you know. And the first thing they tell me is, donate for what? They said I should pay them. I deleted that person so quick. I quit delete. I didn't even answer back. I just said delete.
Yeah, but that's the biggest lesson I had to learn in the game, because a lot of industry people, you got a lot of people, you know, you got a lot of DJs that can break your record, but they can't get you a record deal. They don't even know the first step to how to walk you into a major label and get you a deal. But they'll show you all the love they can on the radio, the mix show, in the club, mixtape. So it's a hustle. Every DJ got a hustle. Every DJ and every promoter got a hustle. That's how they eat. So it took me like 4 years to understand this. But you only got a few people like A Money that straight from the heart and just want somebody to be successful and make it. Know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So as a brand, the first check that I get from a major label, I'm breaking A Money off from the rip. So you can put that on me.
Hey, I appreciate that, and whatever blessing come my way is a blessing. But guess what I want? Guess what I want you to do? It win, because when you wake up in the morning, it's already done. I want you to do this. When you jump on that T.I. and that Ross and that Future video, I just want to be standing in the corner somewhere in one of them videos just admiring it all. I don't got to be shaking it up or nothing like that. I can do my little boss walk, but that's all I want to do.
Okay, I got you. You know, I got you. You know, when God opened doors, you know, everybody got a time. So, like I thought when I first got in the game, I was going to just blow up overnight, but I understand nothing about the game. Ain't nobody told me. You like a lot of people going to tell you, the game is to be sold, not to be told. So a lot of information that I got, it cost me $40,000, and it took me 4 years to get it. You understand? So I understand why some people would sell it to somebody else, but me, I really give it to another person free of charge. If I see a person hungry and I see that they loyal and they got a passion for the art, I don't mind helping them. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. That's so true.
So
I'm doing that on the regular, and I'm so happy that you expressed that, because, you know, it just gives me inspiration to know that, you know, nothing that I'm doing is wrong, even though I have all these people who want to be my mentor, and they could never be my mentor if you telling me not to give how God created me, and that's in love. And, you know, I will always be charitable because of the simple fact that when you be charitable, don't look for anything back. Just be thankful that you woke up another day to do what you love doing again. And that's what I'm doing right here with my radio show in Atlanta. I'm praying that, you know, I get the equipment for the TV show. It's time to do that. And I have to apologize to everyone. We had to cancel the taping for A Money Train TV due to the fact that I had to let a camera guy go because he trademarked my logo and was trying to take my ideal. And it was just, I'll tell you, I thought I was going to just roll over and just cry and not get back up. But I didn't do that. I just started cracking up laughing.
You know what? Your boy got you. I got you. My same dude, we call him Real the Boss. So he shot my What I Look Like video. What I'm going to do, he right there in Atlanta. I'm going to plug you. I'm finna plug you with him. And I'm sure, on the muscle, I'm going to get him to see if he can run over a show for you. I'm going to pay for that out of my pocket. So I'm going to call him. Next time you get ready to do a show, it's going to be on me. So you tell him, but you got to get the dates, the times to me to let me know exactly when. So your video going to be looking like my video when he sees. So it's going to be up to par. You feel me? He's going to bring the big lights out. He's going to bring the stars out. So what we going to do, your next show, and I even come up there and show you some love. So you let me know when you get ready to do it big, and then I'm going to make a grand entrance in there, and we're going to do the damn thing. How about that?
Oh, my goodness. Wait a minute. Okay, you just gave me. Oh, my goodness. KD, are you listening? KD, I had to bring KD in because we just had this meeting last night. KD, myself, and you. And I was letting them know, you know, okay, of course I have a all-male team, which is my two hosts, senior host and co-host. And I said, you know what, it's something that brought us together, and I am so grateful for, because I was asking God and asking God and asking him, and I know that he was saying to me, why do you keep asking me for what I'm already blessing you with? And I had to get that concept in my mind because nothing was coming together. So I stopped and took a step back and got in the car and came to Atlanta with a little bit of nothing. And God was giving it to me. He was like, now this is what I'm talking about. Faith. Don't keep asking for something that's already going to come. He knows your heart and your soul and everything is he's the best of planners. Put it like that. But we just was talking about that, and KD, he is so charitable and humble himself, and he just came out of nowhere and was talking about, well, he can put this together and try to put that together for the show and everything, And I was blown away like I am now, and I had to hold the tears back like, okay, I understand, Lord. I understand you, Lord. And T.A. Corleone, you just don't understand how I feel with you saying that, but I thank you wholeheartedly. I really do. Like, oh, my goodness. Like, I don't have any words. I don't know what to say, but we got a caller in 845-282 calling in to show love. What's up, caller?
What's up? What's going on? It's Kid Story.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. Tuning into your show. You know, I'm a new tuner, so I'm liking what I'm hearing.
Wow. We appreciate you showing love, and especially on the best show that we've had since we've been in Atlanta. T.A. Corleone stopped by to show us love. And, you know, I see you on social network, and you tuned into the show. But I'm going to let you say hi and show some love to T.A.
All right, how you guys doing? Once again, it's Kid Story showing y'all love, letting y'all know that y'all got support all the way from New York, Bronx, New York. Shout out my team, The Couch Entertainment, doing music, and, you know, we support you guys and want you guys to go further in life.
All right, salute. 100. We with you, man.
Yeah, definitely. Man. Thanks. And I guess I'll do more research on you guys, and you guys could do research on me. Kid Story, SoundCloud, I'm all over. God bless y'all, and y'all have a good night.
Hold on, brother. Please go with you. Do you got a Reverb Nation account, a page or something?
At the moment, actually, I just finished getting my music mixing masters out here in Manhattan, so I'm setting up all of the sites and everything as we speak, as far as artwork, logo, trademarking. I was speaking to a couple of other individuals that I also associate with, and they was telling me, like, what would be the best route for me to go. So I'm going to set up the Reverb Nation. I'm going to get in contact with iTunes, hopefully get something through them. And I also
and
have friends.
Distribution.
Excuse me?
He's also working on doing his distribution as well.
Yes, I was speaking to you earlier today about that, and you gave me some very beneficial information. I thank you for that again.
No problem.
Hey, man, you know, I got a lot of homies up New York, up in that area, man. So, you know, even my lady, man, you know, her cousin is Mary J. Blige, and we're supposed to be going to Manhattan probably like the 1st of July.
That's definitely dope. Now that you bring her up, the last time I was around Mary J. Blige, she was in the Bronx. She was in Sin City Gentlemen's Club, but she was with Sean Becker and stuff like that, because my friends, they associate with Sean Pekka and Jimbo and stuff like that. It's a group called Latin Gorillas coming out of the Bronx, you know, and they associate with them. But every time I get around artists, I just be quiet and just listen as much as I can. So there's always something you can learn.
Keep it well. Contact with us, man. I want to hear more about you. I want to hear your music and stuff like that, you know? Seem like a loyal dude.
Yeah, definitely. Hopefully on the social network, we'll probably exchange emails, and I'll send you some of my music, and I'll definitely be donating the money towards the organization as well, what she was telling me earlier.
Okay, well,
Caregivers 9/11. Well, let me since he brought that up, please, everyone, please go and support us. I am on the marketing team, actually, and media for caregivers911.org. This is where you go to support. T-Pain will be performing at this event. It's our launch party. His mother put this nonprofit together, and actually, she's really taking care of those who took care of others, such as myself. I've been a CNA, private duty aid, HHA, for over 14 years of taking care of other people. And, you know, what she's doing right now is just, like, really heartfelt. She's trying to actually show us love, the people who've taken care of your loved ones. And this benefit show is going to be July 30th, 2013. You can get your tickets or buy a ticket, purchase it, and donate it for the cause. Go to www.caregivers911.org. And like I said again, if you want to meet T-Pain or hear some of his music, he will also be performing. The flyers are on my page. T.A. Corleone, I would like to get you in contact with her as well. Maybe you can come out, and I don't know if she needs any performers or whatever, but she told me to reach out to whomever is on my team. I've reached out to the Real Freeway, Ricky Ross, and he's trying to make his way down here to support A Money because he loved me and he wants to support that. So, you know, you guys are young or whatever, but you never know. Someday you may need somebody like me to take care of your loved one, and I might need you to take care of me too. So support this movement. And I also have a nonprofit, which is called Ladies of Essence, that, you know, I know we will get this off the ground here in Atlanta. I'm actually working with displaced women and teens, also reentry programs from prison for drugs. And I want to open up a house for entertainment as far as the independent artists. You know, we do shows. They have a place to lay their head. They also have a house where they can come get education in regards to the industry and so forth and so on. So you must support those who support you and invest in yourself, because no one else is just going to give you a handout just because you saying, I'm so hot. You have to invest in yourself to brand yourself, make yourself look like I want it good enough to eat, you know? It's like meal.
Definitely. Nothing is free. And as an artist, especially upcoming artists, you have to invest in everything that you do, even if you don't see nothing out of it in the beginning, because it will pay off.
Yes, it will. And T.A. Corleone, I salute you. You know, I have much love for you. I have never physically met him, but I'm always right there for whatever links you need pushed. Just send them to me. You have my email. And I cannot see you guys, so if it's someone online that wants to get in, for some reason the screen is blank, and I have to apologize to you guys because Blog Talk has all type of difficulties. It may be due to the storm. I don't know. But trust me, I'm going to have my own radio station on my own screen and all of that and all that, and my studio and all that, and y'all come in and chill and sit down and chop it up with me and do the interview. That's the big thing right there. And have people like KP the Rapper, T.A. Corleone, Stories, and of course Katie and Jew and Styles. I'm going to let her come in. I have to give her a big introduction to Mr. T.A. Corleone because she's my promotions team from New York as well. And whatever I promote, she's right behind me. Bam, 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 it's out there. T.A. Corleone, soon as I hit it. So Miss Styles is in the building. She also was on the Special Olympics. I need you guys to always show her some love because she gives it up for Team A Money. Miss Styles, what's up? Miss Styles, you still there? She's in New York, too. I know she's there. That's why I'm saying that I'm having a little difficulty. T.A., you still there?
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm here.
Okay. Is my host there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. KD is in all day.
What's good, KD? You got anything that you need to update us on? What's happening in the industry? What's going on with any entertainment news? What's going on with you?
Well, I'm going to start off this show tonight. I'm going to start off talking about what I'm doing right now. You know, I just now started collaborating with a lot of artists, you know, outside of Savannah and Atlanta area. You know, you got Mr. Quante R&B. You know, he also hanged with Dirty Red. He's of the Real Dirty Red in Atlanta. He also is a ambassador at University for Lil Bootsy. So you know, and I also doing a song with a guy named called Brian Daniels. It's K Dealer, so I'm doing music with him and his associates. So we already done laid down tracks already. Got one track. You can find my music on Reverb Nation, KP, Savannah Kev, KE. You can get my music with me, K Dealer, and some of his associates is money, and it's all about money. We also got a twerk track for the ladies in the strip club. So, you know, I'm out here just grinding every day, you know, trying to put in work. So, and
for sure.
I would like to say, can they please stop all the violence? I mean, there's so much violence going on over in the A. Stop the violence, because all them folks going to do is bury you. You know what I'm saying? So I just want everybody to stay encouraged, man. And you know what I'm saying? It takes hard work to get where you want to be at. You know what I'm saying? And if you go out strong, you know. So, you know, I would like to try to encourage all the young youth, you know what I'm saying, to stay positive. I scream this all the time. You know, music is music. It's just an art, you know. So, you know, you never fall victim to music. I was listening to gang-banging music since I was a little kid, but I never did thought that I can go out there in the streets and imitate what those guys talking about on the records. You know what I'm saying? I had to look at life for myself. And so a lot of these kids, you can't use excuses for these rappers making music and you going out there, you know what I'm saying, responding in a negative way. That's because you know what I'm saying, your mental ain't right, you know what I'm saying? That's for weak minded people. But everybody can rap, they have to have their own lane, you know what I'm saying? God got us to do certain things, you know. When I step out the rap game, that's when I realized I was on the stage with Ace Hood, and he trying to stick the mic in my mouth while he's performing. And we was the only guys that was on the stage with him. It was only four guys, me, him, his DJ, and my crew. So, you know, that's what made me rap and all the struggles that I went through. That's what made me do music. I was doing music for over 10 years. You know, it's not nothing that I just now did. I already got all my street credibilities and all that. So I'm a grown man now, so that's all I'm out here doing is making music and trying to do something, bring something new to the game. You know what I'm saying? So.
That's what's up. We got Miss Styles finally back on the train. Miss Styles, what's up? Miss Styles? I think she's having some technical difficulties. She is trying her hardest to talk to Mr. T.A. Corleone. She's showing you love over here in my chat box. And I'm sorry, Miss Styles, for, you know, the mishap, but you will soon get to show him some love. Just go on Facebook like you've been doing, and, you know, show some love. He can see you as usual. And T.A. Corleone, we just want to know, where do you see your career in the next 5 years? I'm only saying five because I know what's going to happen from point A to B.
Right. Hopefully exploded, overloaded, more than enough. So, you know, like I'm saying, I'm still dreaming. I hope to be on one. In my heart, I really want me a Grammy or two. And, you know, I want to touch a lot of people. I just don't want, you know what I'm saying? I don't care about the fame because I already been famous. You understand what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I want everything that come with success. You know, the girls, all that stuff. You know, I'm used to that. I just want the other stuff. I want to know that people care about me. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
In a sense, like, as far as winning an award, or I want to know my music touch somebody. Instead of just make, you know, when I first started dancing, when I first started getting into the music, all I wanted was somebody to get up and dance off my song. Then next, I just wanted to be in rotation on the radio. You know, so every year, next year sometimes, so now I won a couple of awards. I've been, you know what I'm saying, a lot of people showing me love. So now I really want me like a MTV award, BET award.
Oh, yeah.
I want to, you know, I just want the stuff that come with success. I not like the fame stuff, not like the women and the cars and the money. I want the money, but all that other stuff, it can just, the drugs and all that stuff, they ain't cheat that. You know what I'm saying? I just want to be loved, and I want to know that I touched somebody hard and I changed somebody. When they heard my song, they were like, oh, yeah, that's it right there. That's all I want. It's just that feeling right now to know you move somebody. and a couple of million
right.
people at that, not just one or two. If you could, you know, I just think I just want to retest the world, and hopefully my gift, and if God bless me, all that stuff, you know, it'll come to pass. I just want God to use me with this music industry and the rap game. God still can use you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But you can't get too, caught up into, because when I first got in it, I thought I got to beef with everybody. I got to knock four or five people out. I got to drink everybody. I smoke everybody. I got to go to jail
right.
five or six times before people say, oh, he a rapper. Then I realized, how stupid can you be? So it's
yeah.
all about your branding. It's all about your branding, your image, and, you know, it's, I'm not going to say selling the dream. It's getting your side of the story told to, if you can make somebody, if you, let me put it this way, if you can paint the perfect picture and make somebody see what you're rapping about, I think that's all I want to do, and that's all that inspired me. So, I, you know, I just got a passion for it. And so I'm above all the trying to get 10 women at one time stuff, and I'm above
yeah.
all gold chain. God don't bless me to get all that now. You know what I'm saying? So all my diamonds real, all my car real. So I got a big old, I got a nice house. I ain't got the best, the biggest house on the block. But God done blessed me to do some nice stuff. Now I just want to give something back instead of just, I don't want to be on stage. God want to, I just want to feel love. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, give
well,
back.
Well,
we're
giving you so much love, so much. We give you so much love. And anytime you don't feel love, just know that the A Money Show Train, Team A Money and A Money, we love you. And I'm going to make sure that everybody else love you as best as I can. And I really appreciate you, and especially being a man in the industry, being a wonderful family man, being a supportive man, a respectful man, and now knowing that you learned something along the way, and with learning, you know, you apply that to your craft, and you know what you want, and you're going to get it. You go after of it, and you're going to achieve your dreams no matter what, because God is already having that in the plan. It's already done.
Okay, salute. For sure. So I want to, and I just want to say before I get off this phone, a dream don't never come to a sleeper, but a dream. And so if you can't give up on your, it's been many a time that I don't want to give up this game. Every time I do, God sends somebody else to inspire me to keep going. So if it ain't another artist from the industry, it's a bigger DJ. So I had the pleasure of working with some of the biggest DJs in the game. I got the core DJs behind my project. Shout out to DJ Skino. I got DJ Smoke. I got some of the biggest DJs, the core listening DJ. I got some of the biggest DJs in the industry behind me. But first of all, you got all you independent artists, if you dreaming. You gonna have haters. I got haters. When they come in on my videos, I leave them up there so everybody can see it's real. You understand? I could go delete it and just be like, oh, I ain't got no hate. No, people hate on me too. Now, everybody can't make everybody like you. So you can't get mad when somebody try to critique your music either. So, you know, like, I got to the point where just focus on the people who buying your record and spinning your record, and a dream ain't going to happen overnight. Just go up.
Mm-hmm.
They take time to come back down because God got to get everything in line. It don't took me 4 years to get to this point. It is probably, I don't know how much longer it may take me to get to a Grammy or get my deal inked in where I can say you can see me on BET and I'll sign for $2 or $3 million.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So don't never give up. You just take all the negative energy, turn it to something positive. You gonna get pissed off. You gonna tear up some furniture. You gonna move some stuff around in your house. But at the same time, that same stuff that hurt your feelings made you think of a better idea. You understand what I'm saying? So you have to take that stuff and keep driving. And when God get ready to put you in the right lane, you just got to be ready. So keep, try to keep yourself, everybody stay in their own lane, try to keep yourself prepared but what God gonna bless you with. You know, even in the rap industry, you can be whatever brand, however you want to brand your image. If you want to be gangster R&B, who just be real to yourself, but you gonna need to keep some church in you too.
Right.
So, with that being said, man, I want to salute all y'all for y'all hard work. T.A. Corleone, Double Platinum Records, I see you. And don't be scared to holler at me. I holler back. My Facebook page is Tracy Andrews. And my Twitter page is T.A. Corleone. I got three Facebook pages. That's T.A. Corleone and that's T.A. Corleone CEO. And I got two Twitter pages. T.A. Corleone and T.A. Corleone CEO. So, but everybody, you can follow my artwork, and you can just Google me, and you can see my movement, and you'll see how the business works. And a lot of you guys got to understand how the business works, because a lot of DJs ain't put you on mixtapes and ain't going to put you on in the mix show or nothing for free. So if you don't build some kind of relationship, and you got to give something away to get something in return. Everything ain't gonna be free in life. You don't have to work. You feel me?
Yeah, you know, Calderon, I sometimes I bring in, and I really don't even expect to receive. Me and A Money, we kind of like, you know, got the same kind of idea and same kind of, you know, outlook and dreams on how we want to establish our situation. Like right now, I do tracks, and like a lot of people, you know, I had $20,000 checks, you know, and all that, you know, money don't make me, you know what I'm saying? I had cars, I had 15, 16 cars growing up as a kid, you know what I'm saying? My daddy worked forever for 30 something years, so money don't make me, you feel me? But what I'm saying is that, you know, I do music, and I don't even charge now. Like I say, when I start to blow, then, you know, then I have to charge it. It's all about business. But right now, you know,
I don't mean to cut you off, but let me ask you a question, because there was a lot of people ask me. Now, when you say you doing music, because there's a lot of different ways you can do music. You can do it for the fans. You can do it for the industry. Or you can do it for yourself. You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of people that rap for themselves. They just write stuff that they like. And you understand what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying.
So when you look in the mirror and you creating whatever song that you was coming out of you, and whatever God telling you to put down on this paper and put on this beat, do you think you doing it for yourself or are you doing it for somebody else?
You know, that's a good question. You know, when I do music, I do it for, first of all, when I do music, I do it for every, I feel like I do it for everybody if I'm not charging them. You see what I'm saying? And when I do music, you know, it's to help others. You know what I'm saying? At the same time, to help myself. So it's like a double standard. You know what I'm saying? I do it for free. You know what I'm saying? At times I do free. I never did charge nobody for a verse. You know?
Okay. So are you more of a producer? Or are you more of an artist?
I'm more of an artist than anything.
So, but you got some five beats.
Yeah, I buy beats and I also lease beats. But what I do is that when I do a track, I get notarized. You know, things I like to hear where other people coming from. You know, I like to listen to other styles. You know, I think I'm versatile. The all styles, you see what I'm saying? Because most of my music,
man, I'm gonna do you a favor. Send me one of your hottest beats. With or without the hook. Send me one of your hottest beats. I need something clever. I need something like Mike Will made it. Just be yourself on the beat. if the beater talk to me, you understand what I'm saying? If it's a hard beat, it's going to make me start rapping on it. It's going to make me just start talking if I got to listen to it for an hour.
If you want to collaborate, I'd rather collaborate off of your beats. I'm going first. I like for you to be in your comfort zone. I can lay down a track in less than 30 minutes. And it takes some guys 2 weeks to lay down one track, and they figure they're good. But it also you also got to have a time frame, you know what I'm saying? Like, most guys, they don't sit around and work on one song a week. You know what I'm saying? It shouldn't take you that long. So,
yeah, right.
I feel you, but I like listening to
original music. I go to the industry, you know, like I got $20,000 beats. Like people send me beats all the time. Like I got some beats from that Cash Money sent me. I had a situation that I was working on with G and my publisher Nicola from Cash Money. Shout out to them. You know, I had a situation that I was gonna sign with them. I got $20,000-$30,000 beat that Lil Wayne, you know, I hear them on TV rapping on that. I made some bad decisions. You know, sometimes everybody get the big head, and then you gonna make some good decisions, you're gonna make some bad decisions. You'll never get to do it. Most of the time you don't get no a do over. You got to take it for what it's worth. So like I say, if you got something that you think worth it, let me hear it. Just send it to me. I'm going to tell you what I think, and see, I'm different from most artists. I just work with industry people. I stopped working with a whole lot of local artists because most local artists think they superstars, and they ain't never had a song on the radio yet. You understand what I'm saying?
I like
working with down-to-earth, humble people who greedy and hungry and got passion to try to get to the next level. So if you got a five beat.
Talking to one right now.
Yeah, so if you got a five beat, don't worry about don't focus on the music that I got, because everything that I got comes from the industry, and I got to pay a price to them for their beats. You understand what I'm saying? So when they give me something, it's only so much I can do with it. I can't go and get this nigga to get on their beat or get this girl to get on their beat. I got to get approved from them. When I do the song, they got to listen to it and go around the board and say, yeah, we like that. That's going to be his first single. You feel me? So I don't have all these problems when I'm working with somebody like you. So I can just say, yeah, that song hot. We finna do it. If I like the song, I spend $5,000 on the record trying to get it some buzz. You feel me? So that going to help you. That going to help me. That way we got 100% control over the record. Can't nobody tell us what to do, when we can release it, how to do it. I can just say, look, we going to do this record like this. I put a budget behind the record. If I think it's fire, and you will watch your record move just like mine moving. You feel me?
Okay. I mean, that's a great offer, man. That's a great offer. I'm gonna listen to your music tonight once we're done with the show. But
right.
You know, I wanna make sure, that you have, you know, this type of beats that you like, you feel me? The type of style
right.
That you like. So I'm gonna look for it and so we can come together, you feel me?
We'll chop it up. We'll chop it up. You know what I'm saying? If it don't work, it don't. But that's just how cool I am. I'm all about bringing heaven. The nigga man come up at any time. So if it works, just holler at me. You send me some of them checks, and I got that. I got some other stuff going on. Hey, man, I appreciate the love. I'm gonna have to hold on. Wait. I'm on the phone. Hey, but yeah, I got some other stuff going on.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to get off the line. Hey, man.
Thank you so very much. I love you so much, and I appreciate the time. I know you gotta run. I will see. Well, you will see on social network. We done flooded the page with you. So.
I'm about to add him right in a few minutes.
Have a blessed night.
Okay,
I wrote all the information down already.
Okay, and I salute y'all, man. Keep it 100. We gonna chop it up, and we gonna keep on grinding, and we gonna keep shining. All right. And peace out.
Thank you. You can also download this show off my website for your own personal use for free.
Oh, okay, I sure will. I upload it on my page tomorrow and let some people check it out. Okay?
Okay, thank you. We love you.
All right, real talk. Love y'all too. We'll chop it up 100.
All right, see you later. Hey, guys, we're back on the A Money Show train. We tried to bring Miss Carmel Chance in. We have to apologize to her. I don't know what's going on. But my host, KD912, Ju, what's going on? We had a whole bunch of people tuning in on the A-Money Show train. We appreciate all the love and support. And I'm hoping that everyone got what they were looking for. This is where the major connections are being right here made on the A Money Show train. And I want to go into God. Let me see. What I want to play? I want to do something. Something, KP. KD. That's what I'm looking for. How did you enjoy the show?
Oh, man. I'm saying this show is, I mean, it's lovely. I mean, it's down to earth, and I already knew I was family. So, I mean, what else? I mean, I'm comfortable right now.
Right. You know, we have the best and the blessed right here on the A Money Show train. Callers, if you want to elaborate on the show, all you have to do is push number one, and we will talk to you. Everybody's mics are open live, so if you want to speak, say something now.
Say something now. Hey, I just want to say a shout out to A Money Show Train. It was a phenomenal show, man. I enjoyed this, man. Like, this was some real stuff that I needed to hear from a true artist. I got to hear some facts about the world today, you know what I'm saying? I got to listen to some music. I got to show some love. Everybody was showing love. So I really respect this show and A Money Show Train, even the co-host, everybody, man, even the callers that called in, including myself, you know what I'm saying? I want to say all of y'all, man, y'all showing some real love on this show. This show is what's going on. And I'm going to try to hit everybody else so they can tune in, because this is hot what you got, A Money.
Thank you, baby. And tell everybody who you are, where they can find you on social network. You shout yourself out.
And this KP the Ticket, everybody. Say something in the mic. That CD coming out soon. Holler at me at and while we've been talking, you know what I'm saying, my man TA gave me some good advice to work on my brand. So I just started my Twitter tonight. So everybody shout me out at KPDA Ticket on Twitter. You can check me out on Reverb Nation at KP the Ticket. And you know what I'm saying? I'm about to head up out of here right now and get to work right now as we speak. So shout out to everybody, KP the Ticket, KP the Meal Ticket. You mess with me, you're gonna eat. And I'll holler at y'all.
Yes, definitely gotta keep that meal ticket up on there, and we gotta get you on the show in rotation. Everybody right now, due to the fact that we're feeling so blessed, right, KD, on the A Money Show train, I'm doing one better. The special for tonight, hit your girl up, A Money, at 770-913-6939 after 10 p.m. Eastern Time tonight. And if you call in as an independent artist, $25 will get you a month worth of rotation. Your music will be heard Monday through Thursday, at least twice within that show period of time. Each day, each segment, we will make sure we get you on twice. Also, you'll get an exclusive interview with your girl A Money, KD912, and my boy Ju on the A Money Show training. You never know who's tuning in. Call in and speak with a boss. And one more thing, I have to say is that you guys support Bosses That Meet Bosses. The magazine is going to drop the 1st of July. On the front cover, we got Henny White from Atlanta bringing you the best. I'm just going to give you that little update. I'm writing an uncut and all truth stories from day one to present on myself. I mean, actually, it's a little topic of my book. He's getting the best of me right now. So salute to Polo the Fur King. That is our CEO and founder of Bosses That Meet Bosses. And I'm going to let KD take it over and show some love. We got, hold on. We got another caller on 779-770. This is the A Money Show Train. This is your girl A Money with my co-host KD 912 and Ju. What it do?
How you doing? It's Anthony. Hello?
Hello? Go ahead.
It's Anthony. I had talked to A-Money earlier.
Tell us more about yourself. I mean, what you calling to get a shot side or you know, you just calling represent your brand or?
Yeah, represent my brand. It's NSC. And I was talking to A-Money earlier.
Okay.
Looking for a mentor to teach me the ropes. Yeah, she seems like she knows.
Where you calling from?
Rockford, Illinois.
Okay. Okay. So, she must be at to step out. A Money, is you in? I think she stepped out for a minute.
She stepped out.
Yeah, but anyway,
I'm talking
about. You can hang with me till she gets back.
That's fine. Yeah, I got my music.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm trying to start my record label. You know, I'm good at my music. I ghost right through all that. But I'm trying to learn the business aspect of everything.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you looking for a distribution deal? Or you looking
exactly.
for...
Exactly.
So you
distribution.
Looking for your music?
I'm looking for a distribution because it's about being your own boss at the end of the day.
Oh, yeah. You got to be your own boss. You know, you can't have nobody bossing for you. So how long you been in the music industry?
Oh, I've been doing music for at least 10 years now. I've been doing music for 10 years. It's like my talent didn't develop over the years. So I feel like I've been doing it. I just started because I'm a whole new artist right now.
Okay, so you got any social network sites anywhere else?
I'm on YouTube. I'm talking about I got 150 songs on YouTube. I done remixed everybody's stuff. I done did my own beats. I'm an incredible writer. I'm talking about you find me a Young Static. Huh?
Go ahead.
Young Static 123.
Young Static 123.
Yes.
Oh, you on my Facebook page.
Yeah, I'm everywhere.
Okay.
I'm trying to be everywhere.
Yeah, I know you now, of course,
I'm trying to go global, man.
Boy, you the one standing in the backyard with the peace sign, with the white beat on.
Yeah.
Tank top. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what's up, man. I'm glad you decided to tune in with us, man. You know, that's...
Yeah, she told me to tune in, so, you know, I had to show y'all some love.
Oh, yeah. Bring as many people you can, man, into the show, because you're doing some big things, man.
That's what's up. Yeah, I'm trying to put a lot of stuff in the works right now, but, you know, everybody need to look at it.
Oh, man, it ain't... It's all love. When you see that post on my Facebook page saying you hit that up, you hit the eight money show up, you did the right thing, man. It's that's what we all here for. She helped out everybody. She helped me out. So, you know, don't feel like you doing the right thing. So just keep
you know,
it up.
I see a lot. You know, I'm a very wise person, right? Because I see a lot of stuff on Facebook. Some I just I disregard it because I feel it's nonsense. But it was just something about A Money that I see she was driven, and I'm a driven person, so I try to get on the same boat.
Once you get to know her for yourself, she like the mother love of the neighborhood, man.
Right.
Outside of
A Money. How can I get down with the distribution?
You talk to A Money and she could send you something straight to your email.
Did that already. I gotta look at it.
Yeah, well, you print it out and take a look at it, and then you decide what you want to do, and you sign whatever, and then you fax it back to her, and then she'll take it from there.
Okay, because I'm talking about, I got a team, and it's spreading rapidly. So have you seen my Facebook? You already know.
That's good. Distribution is I don't care. Just like they said, anybody who's selling, you're selling canned goods, you need a distribution deal. But if you got followers on top of that, then, that's a good way for you to send to the majors and say, well, look, this is what I got. I got people buying my music. So, they put the core and all that stuff. And so that's for your brand. That'll help you out. You know what I'm saying? So that's the most important thing. So you're doing the right thing.
Well, there's a lot of people would say that I'm cocky about, my craft, but I'm just a confident person. I know what type of talent I got blessed with.
It's not wrong with being cocky, because if you be around celebrities, you got cocky celebrities all day. I done been around a few. I got nothing but brother love for them, but it's just the way of life. You know what I'm saying? Because that's just how it is. But cocky, you can be cocky and confident. But the thing is, don't let the cocky and confidence override.
You can't let it override your vision, because then you start being blind to the goals that you set in the first place.
Yeah, we go back to reflecting with Hernandez. I don't understand the football player. I understand that you make all this money, but when you reach to the status, when you scoring all these touchdowns, you making all these big catches, and then you realize that right now he don't feel it. But I bet you sooner or later, even today, he probably feels, oh man, I made a mistake. But it's too late.
So
you can't, you know what I'm saying? You always got to stay humble. You got to stay, and sometimes the people have you in a position where you might do a little something and you might get away with it. Then you start feeling greedy, and you try to do it again. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That will hurt you. You can't look at an O.J. Simpson trial or whatever. We don't know what happened with that. But everybody,
exactly.
I understand that'll make it hard for other players and stuff to get in the game, because you're supposed to be setting a role model. You're supposed to be setting an example for the youth and for your kids. You can't cry and say, "Nah, I want to get out of prison." For what? You just committed a horrible crime. There's no sense in trying to promote that. We big, especially when you become a man. When you make that kind of money, you already became a full-fledged grown man.
Exactly.
No excuses. I don't care how old you is. So always, try to stay humble, man, because there's always going to be somebody.
You got to stay humble. You cannot get big-headed when you get a little bit of change. You can't, because you can always go back to where you started from.
Correct.
You gotta be positive, because when you get to that certain type of level, it's a blessing. So you gotta treat it as that. People are blessed. When you get in those different positions, you blessed. So you gotta act like you blessed.
Yes, correct. And it goes even. I look at things and I see how people they don't want to support you until they see it actually start to rise. See, You go through
exactly.
certain phases. Now, the phase that I'm going through, I'll say like this. God still going to give me the positive outlook and still trying to progress and help those people. Because, you know, it's something inside of them, how they was raised, you know, not have that kind of loyalty. See, we all supposed to, when we blessed like that, we all supposed to try to share, you know what I'm saying, try to share the gift, you know. It's not like I was, like,
I'm
not like I, there you go. There
pay
you
money.
Go.
I'm so glad you guys knew what to do because I'm having so many difficulties over here. What's going on? What happened?
What's going on?
This is my boy, Young Static. You talked to him earlier.
Yeah,
today.
It's Static the Beast. Hello?
Yeah, she listening. Go ahead and tell me.
Oh, yeah, it's Static the Beast. I talked to you earlier. We had our conversation. My name is Anthony. We had a conversation earlier. She online?
I think she done went out. Well, man, you know, you just grabbed the mic and zone out, man. Tell everybody what you want to know. Tell us how you came up and what was your lifestyle is in Illinois, because I know in Chicago, man.
I'm originally from Maywood, Illinois. That's where I was born at.
Okay.
I done stayed all over the shop. You know, I done been to the joint. I did 7.5. Then I had made a whole turnaround. I got a family now. You know, I'm just rapping about it now.
Okay, you sending
any? No, I rap.
Do you have any positive messages for the youth, man, to try to change, try to turn them around, man, from all the,
it's not,
you know, the ignorant type.
I definitely got a positive message. It's just like these streets. It's cool to be in the streets, to be hood, all that. But at the end of the day, those people that you're in the streets with, they're not gonna have your back. They talk like they got your back. But at the end of the day, they don't. So you have to do you at the end of the day. That don't mean that you selling out any of that. Like, I made a whole turnaround. I'm still who I am, but I matured throughout the years.
Yeah.
But if you got talent, you got to keep it going. You can't let nobody discourage you because there's going to be a lot of naysayers around the world, even people that's close to you. Might be naysayers.
Correct.
Right, even my sister, it's like I've been doing music, and it's like you automatically expect those who like family and close friends to like automatically like anything that you do as a talent, but they not. And it's like they fans too. They listen to anything. They listen to the same things that you listen to.
Correct.
So the music I put out now, I put out music for everything. Like, some people, they'll see my songs, they'll be like, oh, he only write about sex. That's wrong. I got all kind of songs on my page. All kind of songs, and a lot of more songs ready to come.
But see, you know, yeah. I like the idea of you always talking about love and all, because that's still
an
inspiration.
I write about love for one reason, because it's an international language, and then it never dies.
Yeah, correct.
That it never gets tired. You'll never get tired of love.
Correct.
You'll never get tired of it. I try to balance it out.
That's great.
You know, I do sex, because females love sex. I love sex. Everybody loves sex. You got to write about that. I'm from the street, so I do my hood songs. And I got a fiance, so I'm going to constantly do my love songs with or without her, though. All
right. That's what's up, man. You know. So you on YouTube. So,
yeah, Young Static 123. When it pop up, it's going to say Static the Beast.
Man, you could have called earlier to talk to one of them up-and-coming mainstream artists,
God is putting on the South. T.A. Calderon, man, you missed it. You was a little seconds behind.
Oh, man. You know.
A little behind.
Opportunities, they come around. They gonna come around. And it's like, I'm
patient. Yeah, I mean,
I don't rush anything. Because if you rush, you're liable to mess up along the way. So I take everything slow. I want to be properly prepared when I do step into that industry. And I feel that it's close because my music is getting better and better. And you got more people supporting the movement. I just ain't got a big enough voice yet. All
right, but who inspired you, man, to do music? Who has inspired you to do rap music?
You know, I'm self-inspired.
Oh, you okay.
I'm self-inspired. I'm self-inspired. And then, you know, I shout out everybody in the industry right now that's doing their music. But you got guys that's getting signed right now. You got guys that's getting signed right now, and they don't even deserve to be there. But shout them out because they is there. They made it. They did something right. They knew the right people. But the music that they putting out right now, that's not what's popping.
Okay. So who would you like to? Because it's a lot of critics. You know, it's a lot of critics.
Yeah,
know?
It's
so,
gonna be. And you know who the worst critic in the world is? Yourself.
Your own self critic.
I'm my own worst critic. I'm my own worst critic.
Who would you like to work with, as far as in the music industry?
To be honest, I work with anybody, signed and unsigned. Because I know I love music. I don't music with anybody. But my style, it's like who I send shouts out to. I send shouts out to Wayne, the Young Money camp, because they doing their thing. Young Money, they doing their thing. 50, he's a smart businessman. Jay, all of them. Him, and new guys that's coming out.
Well, it's number one in the music industry, of course, is all about branding yourself. It's all about you have what it takes, the image and all that. You have what it takes, you know. So, you know, you got, you know, all these companies, they out looking, but, you know, a lot of folks say they ain't out chasing artists and stuff like that. Well, it's a few that they are chasing. They just don't know.
You're gonna have your artists. You're gonna have your artists that get chased, and you're gonna have your artists that chase them. I'm one of those artists. I'm one of the artists that's gonna chase them. I'm gonna chase them without them knowing that I'm chasing them. For real, Ain't nobody gonna promote you like you promote yourself, and I promote myself better than anybody. As far as I'm concerned, I'm the best.
So you got a strategy. You got your strategy intact, you know, in order to push and you're saying you got a huge following.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my following is getting bigger by the day. My following is getting real big.
That you have on the Max on YouTube, just to give the folks, just to give the people out there that are listening an idea of what kind of music you do.
See, my YouTube, my subscribers, it's not where it's at right now. But I got videos that's reaching 4,000. I got videos reaching 4,000, which is not enough. It's not enough yet. Because the right people is not listening. It's like when you got a YouTube page, nobody knows that it could be. Nobody knows that at the beast. That's why I say I don't have a big enough voice yet. I got the talent. That's not the problem. It's to get people to listen to that talent.
So have you created a reverb page yet?
A reverb?
Yeah. Created a Reverb Nation page yet?
Yeah, I actually do got a Reverb Nation page. I just got to complete it.
See, man, so you got to have your package deal and stuff ready, man, you know, when they look at you. Because, I mean, YouTube is the biggest format as far as you got videos and where they can see you actually.
See, my whole thing, you know why my videos, like, I know why my videos ain't taking off the way they post them, because I don't have real videos. When you go to my YouTube page, you will see a picture of me.
Oh, okay. I got you.
You will see a picture of me and people.
Hey, Money, she can hook you up with some cameras. She can hook you up with some camera lights action, baby.
What? You said she can hook me up with what?
She knows resources to give you some camera lights and action. You know what I'm saying?
I need that. That's what I need. And it's like, you know me, I just bought a green screen. Cause I'm trying to make it official. You know, we come in NSC. You know, my record label, what we coming out of is Made Ready Entertainment. You know, I got the new movement going on, NSC, called No Sympathy Crazy.
Okay.
And people, it's like, when they see us, right, when they see NSC on our name, they automatically think, oh, they gangbanging. It's some kind of gang. No, you got it completely wrong. You got it completely wrong.
As long as you bring a positivity in the game, man, as long as you bring a positivity in the game, because if you got somebody that's standing next to you, putting their reputation on the line, then you destroying their livelihood by not having
I'm a positive person. I love music. And everybody that I see with talent, I try to snatch them up, even if they don't have that much talent, because I know their talent can be developed, just like mine did. Because when I first started rapping, I didn't know what I was doing at all. And then I didn't know how to take criticism. It took me years. That's why I say it feels like I just started rapping, because I'm a whole new artist right now. At any time, I can make a hit like it's nothing, and I challenge anybody to that.
Okay. Seems like we're running short. A little bit. We're trying to get 8 Money back online. 8 Money, you still there? 8 Money. If my line cut off on you, man, just stay online, because 8 Money should be coming back up pretty soon.
Okay.
I want to cover some bases with you, man, and just let you know, man, stay positive and keep doing the good work, man. But you also don't bring the gang.
Huh?
Yo,
hello?
What's up? This is A Money. I'm so sorry. I got kicked off the show, and I can hear you guys, and you were doing real good. We lost KD. I don't know what happened. Who's still here?
I'm still here.
What's your name?
Anthony.
Oh, Anthony. Thank you for staying around, Anthony.
Yeah, you know I'm on location. You know, it's all about us. I'm interested in my craft, and I got to find out anything that got to do with my craft. And I feel that right now, you're the best person. You're the best person
really?
To deal with.
Thank
out
you
of all
so
the people
very
that
much.
I deal with, because like I told your co-host, I'm like, you dripping. And I got to drive out of this world. I got to drive out of this world. You know, I pay attention. I pay attention to everything go across my Facebook. You know, you see a lot of people that put stuff up there, and it look good to you. It look good to you. But it's not at the end of the day.
So what attracts you to... What attracts you to my promotions and my marketing to contact me so that I know that I should keep doing what I'm doing?
Because you don't stop. You don't stop. And I know it's hard. It's like when you're doing stuff, when you're doing stuff like that, it's hard because you got so many naysayers at the end of the day that'll make you want to give up. But you haven't given up. You keep going.
Right.
Just like that.
Oh, Young Savage, you don't know, we is a big team. Me, A-Money, Team Mashing, you know, Dre, out of Buffalo, New York, you know, we international. You know, we've been a family for a long time. So, you know, it's a lot
of... Add NSC to the chain. I'm talking about, because it's official. If you don't believe anything that come out of anybody's mouth, believe mine. I'm talking about it's true.
It's true.
I got a team, and we all driven. I got some people that need to be pulled by their coattail, but right now they good because I'm doing it. I'm doing what it got to do, making it do what it got to do.
That's what's up. I have to apologize. I can hear you guys going on and on with the show, but you couldn't hear me. I couldn't run the switchboard, but guess what? Like you said, I'm driven. I'm still here, and it's just like a baby. You know, you got to nurture your show. You got to nurture your brand, nurture your craft, and stay with it. Because had I got frustrated and just said, forget it, I'm going to click the whole show off, guess what? I would have interrupted the best show ever.
that's like, and you using a baby as a metaphor, it's like perfect because you have to grow. Don't nothing happen overnight. You go through your different stages in life, period.
Absolutely.
Your different stages. I'm still going through mine, even though, like, I'm an incredible ghostwriter, incredible songwriter, period. I still feel like I still got work to do. Because once you feel that you finished, that means there ain't no more work to do. And I love money, so it's always going to be work.
That's true. I'm not done until my eyes close and I can't breathe no more. Trust me.
Exactly.
You
and
guys,
I'm anybody...
you can hit me up. I'm sorry. The show is now off air, and I just want to let you guys know that we had the best time ever. Call into the A Money Show train on its usual time on the track at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. And it's 347-633-9074. This was a special show for T.A. Corleone. And we thank him for riding the train because he is the best to do it right now. And we're going to stand behind him and support him. Check your girl out, A-Money. I have a distribution deal with a major platinum producer, 12-time multi-platinum producer, Keith Quizar. You got to call me up at 770-913-6939. I have so much to offer. Radio spins, video spins. Just hit me up. And who's trying to speak?
Hey, Mike, this is KD. I was going to ask you to give T.A. Calderon and the A-Money train the train.
Do what? Oh, you know that comes at the end, boo. It's coming. This is where... I
love to hear the sound of the train.
I'm a salute to everybody here. You got my number, hon. You know to call me after the show. Thanks to all my number one fan, Miss Styles, my senior host, my co-host, and, of course, the guest, the phenomenal T.A. Corleone doing his thing. You guys got to check out his video. You already know what it do. So go ahead and have a drink on me back there with you in the VIP section. Peace!